Are you really holding
that thing?
Ready?
No, thank you for that.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the committee members, to the Joint Committee on Transportation Preservation and Modernization. For the record, this is February 1st, 2017, and it's the first formal meeting as the session of this committee. Let's see, hopefully this will not be a long meeting tonight. It's more of an organizational meeting. And we're going to start out with the adoption of the standard committee rules.
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the standard committee rules dated.
These are not dated, Mr. Chair. They're the as presented.
As presented before you for the 79th Legislative Assembly in the packet in front of you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Boquist has moved that we adopt the rules as presented today. Is there discussion on that motion? Is there any opposition to that motion? There is none. They are adopted. Okay. So, well, members, we spent about 8 months gathering a whole bunch of information. Oh, and I guess I need to introduce our newest member who didn't spend 8 months gathering information. Senator Taylor, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Senator Beyer. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we've got Senator Taylor can bring to us all of her professional auditing experience, which we certainly can use. Anyway, we've sent out a document to you, and I've described this as a process to go forward. Most of us who have been around here a little while have been familiar with the typical way you do transportation, which is a small group gets together, puts a package together, and then tries to sell it. Well, we tried that in 2015. That didn't work. We tried it a couple other times. That didn't work. And so, as you'll recall, we had a direction from the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate that we were to work as a committee of 14 in the very transparent, open process and try to come up with a bill that had broad bipartisan, bicameral support, and that's kind of where we started. The framework that was sent out to you earlier this week suggests a process to get started on that. I think there's in my mind, there's kind of a normal way we move through that. We've got four sort of generic areas that are more traditional dealing with on what would be in a transportation package. And we have a lot of suggestions. If you looked at the dollar amount that the transportation professional said that this is what it would take to, quote, fix the problem totally, it's probably way more than any of us would suggest is something we could afford to spend. But somewhere between that number and, I guess, doing nothing is where we'll end up landing, hopefully, on that, hopefully, and put something together. Our plan, and I want to be very clear on that. This has been a very bipartisan effort. You know, we have two co-chairs, but we also have the two vice chairs, and for all practical purposes, we've been operating as if we have four co-chairs on the committee, trying to do that. And so you have a document that was agreed to by all four of us, so we have a fairly strong way to do this. The notion is that those four work groups would start now, if you will, or actually when we announce them. We just got your responses back, the last of them today, so we haven't had a chance to actually decide who's on what. And fairly balanced, but there's a couple of more members that want the same thing than not, so we're going to have to split that up. I would say once we do that, it's important to me, and I think to my three co-chairs, if you will, that everybody understands that everybody will have a chance to comment on all this. The job of the work groups will be to go out and focus on that subsection area and make recommendations back. It will be the job of this committee of the whole to work through that, decide what we need to get done, can get done, and how we're going to finance that, and what level D. That's the idea at the end of the day. So we'll be working on those. I think we'll probably be able to finalize that
hopefully
tomorrow. Tomorrow
ready
and,
for Monday's
or
meeting.
Maybe figure that out, work it out.
Mr. Chair, just for the purpose of understanding, was there a document antecedent to this, or is this the
one that came out on
Monday
is the document.
Okay, all right.
Is the document. I mean, it took us a while, the four of us working through trying to figure that out.
Okay.
So that's kind of the process, and I think if you're looking at a reasonable timing, I mean, setting some early goals, it would be nice for us to have as a goal to try to have a bill put together by early September. I said that wrong. Early April. Maybe I invented a Freudian slip.
Yeah, so.
Maybe accurate.
Yeah. I hope not. This is not easy. We all know that, getting our hands dirty. So we're moving ahead, trying to get to that point. Things probably will slip, but at least we have to start with some kind of a goal to get there. The other things that obviously we're going to spend a lot of time once the committees are done with their work, figuring out what we can do financially. You know, there's lots of suggestions out there, but it's going to take some work to do that. You know, how big of a package, how different things. Obviously, if we're going to do anything in the transportation or the non-roadway area, it's going to take a different revenue stream, but we don't have. Yep. So we'll have to talk about that and see if we can come up with that or not. There's obviously, with the reports that have been in paper, we've been waiting for reports from McKenzie Group on their findings on what would happen at ODOT. That's just kind of, they did their preliminary dump. I have got about a quarter of the way through that. I don't know if anybody else has. I think we're obviously going to have to spend some time making sure that, however that the recommendations come out on that we have something that somebody, that the public, we can assure the public that the money that they're spending is getting spent well. That's sort of that. We just had a little time, the four of us, to talk about how to do that. Our thought is that we probably need to get a little more legislative involvement in the front end of that. How to do that exactly, I don't think anybody's had a chance to look at that and look at how to do it yet. But that's something I guess probably open to suggestions on that as well. The full committee, again, will deal with that once we get the final and get the final document. Our original target, if you recall, was that we were hoping to get that by the end of February. So I think what we have is a preliminary, and we're still waiting on how to do that, how we'll be involved in making recommendations, and actually, more importantly, what we'll do with those at the end. So that's kind of off the top. Kathy,
Thank you, Senator Beyer. I think you've done a fine job of laying out the next few steps. We have received from our committee members their preferences for the work groups that they would like to work on. We have received almost all of those as of late this afternoon. So between now and Monday, hopefully we will be able to put the work groups together. I think on Monday we should have that done and be able to come into the committee meeting on Monday and charge the work groups with the assignment that they have to go forth and, as Senator Beyer said, get their hands dirty. It's time to go to work. It's time to start. It's time to get this thing operational. And the committee will continue to meet. We're not quite sure about times yet. You can imagine with 14 members broken into four groups with staff and very busy schedules, the logistics of this are not going to be simple. But we have very capable staff who will help us try and figure that out. There may be part of these evening meetings that we have set aside on Monday, Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30 could be times. We know that you all are interested in how that happens, because if we meet simultaneously, how do you split up your time? The work groups will be set up so that they have a staff. Stakeholders are welcome. They will be working with you all to give feedback in each one of those subject areas, and the four subject areas are in the framework, I think, that you've already seen.
Madam Chair, I'm not certain that the framework lists these four specific subject areas of the work group.
Maintenance, preservation, and seismic. Let me look at my list.
There we go. Not
highway, road preservation, maintenance, and seismic upgrade.
That's group one.
Traffic congestion, freight mobility, public transportation, and public safety. Multimodal freight, which is aviation, ports, marine, and rail. And as my co-chair mentioned, we have some that are more popular than others, so we have a little bit of work to do in talking with our members to see where they would like to be in these work groups. So once we have that done, we will roll those out on Monday and assign them the task of what they need to come back to us with a recommendation. And then once the recommendations come, everybody on the committee will have an opportunity to weigh in on each of the recommendations. And you all will have had an opportunity to weigh in as the work groups go through their work to bring those recommendations to us. So thank you all for your willingness to take this on. It's going to be a busy session. And I know for you all it's going to be challenging. But we will do everything we can to make the schedules as streamlined, as simple as possible. We've got great committee staff, and so you'll be hearing from us more about that in the next few days.
Senator Johnson.
How do you intend the committees to function? Will it be majority, consensus, unanimity? Yes. What accommodation for minority opinions on the subgroups?
All of the above. We're all going to agree.
You got a response to that? It would be my hope that it would be consensus. But certainly, I think if there are minority opinions, those should be brought forward too. I mean, this is what we try to do is divide it up so the work could get done in the subcommittees, because you know, it'd be hard to do it all together,
huh? In the work groups.
In the work groups. They're not committees; they're work groups. There's a technical difference.
And at some point when you and I talked about just how the process was going to roll out, you had suggested that perhaps the four of you would serve
as chairs.
And is that still the plan?
It is. It is the plan.
Have you all picked what your portfolio is?
Yeah.
Voluntold.
Voluntold? Okay, cool. That's a great word.
Senator, it's worse since you might be with me.
Senator Boquist is going to convene the work group on congestion.
Traffic congestion and freight mobility.
Yeah.
Okay. Which are the pieces in there.
Cool.
Representative Bentz is the preservation seismic.
Road preservation maintenance and seismic upgrade.
Okay, you want me to use the right title?
We might want to start.
I am convening the public transportation, public safety, and Representative McEwen has got the multimodal freight aviation ports marine et al.
May I ask one more clarifying question? And that is the public safety piece. Does this mean adding 200 more OSP, or does this mean safe routes to school?
Mostly when we're thinking about that, it's safe routes to schools.
And highway safety.
I hope we don't lose track of the 200 troopers.
I hope that's in somebody else's budget.
Send your comments to Senator Beyer, please.
Okay.
Senator Boquist, do you have any comments?
No, I just want to dispel any rumors that is out there. I mean, there's no preconceived notions. All we're trying to do is divide up the pie and how we're going to figure out how to do this with 14 different members. And frankly, there's not been any discussion of what the end state looks like, which is why we don't know if it's September, Senator Drodd, or April.
So I'm not going to hear the end of that, am I? Representative Bentz.
Well, I just want to suggest or recommend to the committee. Well, let me begin by thanking Victor and Patrick for their incredible patience and help. I just want to point out that this first page of the report, the first page, and then down to where it says preservation, maintenance, and preservation on the second, was intended to call out goals and starting points for the plan. It's not intended to be final. It's up to this committee to add to it, take away from it. This is a starting point, and I think Chair Beyer said that like three times, and we need to say it six or seven more times. This is not intended to be restrictive. And so when Senator Johnson says, should we talk about troopers, if she's on that subcommittee, talk about anything you like. There's no restrictions. Yeah. Nothing. The main restriction is going to be when we all get back together and realize we have about 1/16 of the money necessary to do all the stuff that people want.
That's what it's going to come down to.
I guess the only thing I would say is, as we get into the work in the subgroups and you start formulating your recommendations back to the committee, I would hope that you wouldn't recommend something that you weren't willing to support.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of the lay of the land. Discussion, anybody have anything else they want to add to this? Questions? Senator?
The forum in which we talk about some of the important parallel universe issues, specifically the auditing snapshot of ODOT has now been released, and is that going to be a function of the Committee of the Whole, or how? When does that get given voice?
Okay. We were just briefly talking about that before we got here, because we just got it, too. The thought, at the end of the day, it will be a discussion of the Committee of the Whole. And what needs to be in a bill or changes will be done there. We are trying to figure out what's the best way to make sure that this committee has input early on into it. And haven't quite figured that out yet on how to do that one. So we're working with the, frankly, some have already talked with Director Koba, and I haven't had a chance to do that yet. Others have. So we're trying to figure out how to do that. If you have suggestions, that'd be good. Keep in mind that, you know, the press is very eager. They got a report. It's not done yet. The work of the consultant is not done yet either. So, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Appreciate the concept of four committees. I think they've identified the needs of how to spend money very well. I might encourage, knowing that we only have 5 months here, that you might add a fifth committee that actually starts to address those potential revenue sources and let that committee also begin to look at ideas and concepts that could then match up with the four other committees that are operating. Just a thought for you to consider.
It's a good idea. We've talked about that, and frankly, part of the discussion we're having as we're breaking this up is it's not like this is the only committee you're on. And how does it all fit together? How do we all fit that together and get the job done?
So what I'm worried about, Mr. Co-Chair, is we're going to go through and we're going to identify billions of dollars of needs, and then we're going to say, okay, now let's talk revenue. We're going to be in the middle of May. Other heated discussions are going to occur, and we're going to implode. Where if we had that fifth committee operating right now, before the pressure, the steam builds, we could be looking at those opportunities.
Okay.
Just a thought.
Representative McLean.
Well, I really appreciate Representative Smith's comment. And the only other way that I thought that might be handled is if the subcommittee takes on the responsibility that if we have some ideas for what the overall commitment is, that we need to bring along the kind of funding that goes along with that particular issue. Yeah. And whether it be you're sitting on transit or you're sitting on congestion, the congestion one, for example, we have partners at the local level that have big projects that we have to talk about. We've got to talk about what's the best way to leverage bonding and leveraging, you know, their potential of bringing up their own funding. And so I would hope that in these subgroups that we are making that a commitment, that that's a conversation right along with the need assessment. So I would hate to see it separated from the need assessment, because I think we got that kind of testimony the night we had the last public opening, which was we had a list of things like a Christmas list, but we didn't necessarily have the budget to go along with it. Yeah. So that's just another idea. Hopefully the co-chairs will consider that is part of the, you know, things that we're supposed to address in those subcommittees.
And I could associate with those comments.
Okay. Okay. That's actually kind of my thought of how that would work partially.
And I think our thought, too, was there's a bandwidth issue here, not only for staff, but for stakeholders. Mm-hmm. And we all need to be very robustly involved in the revenue conversation. So I appreciate your comments that this is something that's going to be woven in with the work groups, and we will all have an opportunity to become the arbiters of the revenue when the time comes. So thank you.
Anything else for tonight? Don't see anything. Well,
Monday night. Next Monday.
Next Monday, then. And we will formalize the work groups, and we'll have that there. One of the things I will say is I've worked with staff. We're trying to find spaces for the work groups to work in that's around a conference table rather than this kind of arrangement.
Just real quick, are you anticipating the work groups will meet at the same time? Is the committee and the work groups going to meet concurrently? Are we going to continue to meet as a committee?
I think we have a little more work to do there. The difficulty with meeting concurrently in the evening is providing staffing is difficult. And for instance, if ODOT can't be in four committees at once, if they have information that they are asked to bring. So we're trying to work through that. The other question we don't have answered is, are there times during the day when you all have free time that would be concurrent with your other work group members? It may not be possible, but it may be with one. Some have three, some have four, so we're not quite sure yet. It more than likely will be in these evening times, but we're having this logistics of this, you can imagine, are quite complex.
We actually, staff did take a look at that, try to find up with some time, and there was virtually no time for that available, other than the committee.
So give us a little time to work through it.
Representative Bentz?
We don't have them determined yet.
I just want to say that we, to address that issue, it had been discussed and not yet finalized, as the co-chair mentions, that this group right here would be meeting perhaps as often as weekly, so the work groups could report in. So we didn't have some work group going off on some crazy tangent and showing up a month and a half from now, surprising everybody. Mm-hmm. So I anticipate that we will have further discussions regarding that checking in basis. Otherwise, I'm not sure how we'll control this process.
Crazy as my broom.
And when I say we, I mean this whole group.
This is uncharted water, and it's the first day of the session. The good news is we are launched, and we'll be back on Monday with some more clarifications.
Senator? I guess the only thing I would respectfully ask, and I hope I speak on behalf of more than just myself, is the sooner you can get this schedule thing worked out, the pressure on all of us schedule-wise is horrendous.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
We're already making commitments, and I just would like to know where to show up and what time.
Yeah. Anything else?
Am I buying?
Enter your
body. All right. Well, thank you all, and at least this will be a shorter night than future ones. So with that, we return for the night.